This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 86 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbors Tim and Heidi from Fort Myers Beach Strong. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, let's jump right in. Thank you, first of all, for what you guys have done down there. I know it's been a tough transition in time down there, but why don't you share what you guys do at Fort Myers Beach Strong?
All right. Well, I can tell you how we started briefly. Pre-Hurricane Ian, we ran a golf cart business, Island Carts, out of that location. And like everybody else, we took a total loss, but the facility was still standing. So we kind of just assessed where we were personally and where the community was. And we pivoted and we turned it into a relief center. And in the early days, it was just word of mouth, getting all kinds of donations. We quickly realized to really help the community, we needed to form a 501c3, which we did. And fast forward now, you know, almost a year and a half later, we're a fully functional food bank. Where people in need come for food and other services, which Heidi can cover some of those. So that's what we're here for. We're here for the initially for the survivors of Ian, and now it's just really become just helping the community in need. And there are a lot of people in need due to homelessness, due to hardships from the hurricane, and then just due to the economic climate out there right now with inflation and everything else.
What types of things? I know it's been tough. Some people are back in their homes. Some people aren't. Some people are up in the air. What's going on? What's one of the toughest things that you've had to deal with?
I guess the toughest thing is people being homeless, you know, people living in trailers. FEMA trailers are now going away. If they're not taking them away from them, they are now having to pay rent for, you know, a small little trailer is like $2,700 a month.
Right. So, and how's the city been as far as regulation with some of that? Because I know there are some issues with that as far as keeping those in your driveway, right?
That's like directly on the beach. I know there was issues with originally getting the FEMA trailers. But they're really good. Like if you're rebuilding your house and you have plans for that, if it's not a FEMA trailer and it's your own trailer, it can stay there. So the city's been really good about that.
That's great. So, I mean, yeah, this kind of fell in and you took the opportunity to help the community and kind of give back. Let's back up a little bit. You mentioned you owned Island Carts. Any idea of reopening that or doing anything with that?
No, we actually did reopen. So that
you did, okay.
Kind of our reboot, and it's really been great. I mean, there's been a lot of community support for that. In Ian, we lost every cart, and we not only lost our carts, all of our competitors put their carts in our warehouse too, hoping it was just a normal hurricane.
Right.
Yeah. I ended up being much more than that. So we did put our company back together and relaunched, I think it was probably about November of 2023. And now fast forward, we have more carts than we had pre-Ian. We've gone into bicycles and some other services. And we partnered with resorts now.
Okay.
Because that's predominantly where all the tourists are. So it's gone very well. We're very grateful to be where we're at and really to get a second chance.
Absolutely.
Put that business back together.
Let's back up a little further on that. How did you get involved in that industry?
Well, you know, just being on the island since 2009, just kind of, you know, seeing trends not only on the island, but in Southwest Florida and, you know, in the entire state. And we really just got lucky sitting around one day and said, hey, you know, maybe this would fly on the island. And we hit it perfectly. And then, you know, Ian set us back, but, you know, it actually unfortunately hurt some other businesses that were in our space who did not come back. So there's always an opportunity there. So we, you know, we just saw an opportunity being here on the island. We saw there was a void and a shift in what people were spending money on and what they, you know, their preferences on vacation. And we just, we gave it a shot and we got lucky.
That's, you know, at the right place in those times.
So, yeah.
Where are you guys originally from here?
I'm from the Chicago area.
And I'm from Wisconsin.
Ah, see, I knew I liked you guys. I was born in Wisconsin and grew up in Illinois. So
well, there you go.
Just got tired of that cold weather and said, I'm out of here. And
yep.
Yeah, actually moved down originally in 1989. You know, it was a lot has changed since then. Well, now it's changed, but
yeah.
So what types of things is Fort Myers Beach Strong doing that maybe our listeners aren't aware of? You know, maybe could help them if they knew about it.
Well, we service about roughly 500 families a month that come in. So we're between 50 and 70 people a day, roughly. We have, like I said, we have, you know, meat, produce. We've partnered with Harry Chapin, Midwest Food Bank, to get a lot of our food products. We work with Convoy of Hope for some of our paper products. And what we can't get through organizations, we purchase ourselves. So we try to do as much fundraising as we possibly can for those items. The other thing we do is we actually help, you know, anybody who comes in. We have Patty, a lady that works with us, she's helped over 9 people basically come clean, whether it be from alcohol or drug related. We get people in touch with, you know, if they need services, like they need to get somewhere to take a shower or that kind of stuff. We get them in touch with the Red Cross. We send everyone, like the 211 number is a great resource that we hand out a lot. It gets everyone in a process of where they need to start in that area. We found a bunch of people, jobs, some of them that lived here for years. We found them jobs and they've gone up to Orlando and are loving it and have a great job and have really succeeded. So for some people, the hurricane actually has made their life has come a long way, because some of those people that we've actually helped were actually like homeless before the hurricane. And now they've got their own apartment, their own place to stay, their own vehicle, and they have a great job, you know? So it's really, for some people, it's really helped them, and others it's really put them down.
Right. Yeah. So you get both sides of that. And obviously the rebuild it's going to take quite a while. So that need of what you guys are doing and what you are supplying is going to be needed for the years to come. What kind of goal do you guys have, you know, beyond this year, next year? Are there things you're looking to do?
Well, I think we want to be, you know, it's a challenge maintaining our viability, right? Because we're a brick and mortar operation. We do have expenses and we do operate on a, you know, donation model only combined with our own fundraising. We have gotten a lot of support with a lot of the other local charities that actually disperse money to other charities. So that has helped a lot, but our goal is to maintain our presence, to continue to support the community, and then really be prepared for the next disaster, because it's only a matter of time. We hope we never get another Ian, but even if we get in a situation where another storm comes and knocks power out to the island, you know, we've got generation equipment. We feel like we've got a solid facility. If it survived Ian, we don't think anything's going to take us down. So we want to, you know, we're being known as the place to go. If you're in need and you have trouble, you know, you can come to FMB Strong and we'll do what we can to help you. But our goal is to really be there for, you know, for any other events that may happen, that we'll be ready. We weren't ready for Ian because we weren't even an entity at that point. But it's a great question, but I think just if we can just be there, continue to grow our support in the community, continue to be able to offer food and goods and services for people in need, I think that's we're going to keep it simple, and because that's, we've got our hands full just right with that.
And now, one of the questions I typically ask is any type of hardships or challenges, but your list is probably, you know, you've been through everything. Is there something maybe that stands out that, you know, you can look back at now and say, you know what, you know, not that we're glad we went through the hurricane, went through this experience, but you can look back at now and said, you know what, I'm glad I was able to do this, or I was glad I was able to learn that.
I would say for me, speaking for myself personally, the good things that came out of Ian is that the people that were left in the community were people that I didn't know a lot of them. Heidi didn't know a lot of them. She knew a lot more people than I did. But it was kind of just the hardcore members of the community who lived here, the year-round residents. And when you strip away all the tourists and all the visitors, that community came together. And yes. And I became close with people that I never knew. And those relationships are still standing and they're still very strong. That would never have happened without that event. And so there are so many good people you never thought you'd be friends with in a million years, and you end up being close to them. So I'm grateful for that. The hardships, I mean, we could talk all day long about loss. We all live down here. We all lost everything.
Yep.
We're getting over it. But I think the benefit for me personally was just those relationships that were made post-Ian.
Yep, and since it's like anything, sometimes tragedy brings people together, and that's, you know, that's what definitely helped. Is there any type of, I want to say, what, misconception or maybe misunderstanding that people might think about what you guys are doing or trying to do?
I think there some people just think like we're basically like a soup kitchen, but that's not the case. You know what I mean? We help people find the resources they need. You know, somebody can come in and say, "Hey, I've had a rough week. I need some groceries, and I got to get to work tomorrow. And I don't get paid till Friday, and it's Thursday." You know, somebody will take $10 out of our petty cash and walk them over to the gas station and put $10 worth of gas in their car. And to that, you know, that's why we're there. We're there to help the people, help them just get over that little bit of a hump to get them through. You know, we do more than just have people come in for their groceries, but I mean, we've saved people's lives by being there, actually.
I'm sure. Absolutely. They have nowhere else to turn. A lot of these people, right. You know, maybe they were single. They're the only people and they have no friends or family around, and they needed some place to turn, and thank God you guys were there. So I know this is very demanding. It takes up a lot of time, and we appreciate what you guys are doing here in the community. Outside of work, what do you guys enjoy doing? Obviously, you moved here for a reason, right?
Boating in the beach, I guess, when we actually have time to do it.
right. Well, your tan is doing all right. So yeah, at least you're outside, right?
Yep.
But I would say the same, just being from the Midwest, just appreciating everything, the beauty that, you know, this island has to offer and Southwest Florida has to offer, and the beautiful weather, and just being outside.
Yeah.
I mean, just being able to be outside a lot is just great for the spirits, and it's good for your health, and just it's very enjoyable. So most free time is spent outside.
You don't have that cabin fever like we had up north, or the green and gloomy.
Yeah, it's still paradise. The sun is still beautiful. The sunsets are still beautiful, along with the sunrises. So it's still
and the beach is coming back. So
exactly.
So what's one final thing that you wish maybe our listeners knew about Fort Myers Beach Strong that maybe they don't know or should know?
Well, I think we've covered a lot. I mean, I would just say that. You know, that we are here to do good for the betterment of the community. Everything we take in goes right back to the community. And but we can't do it alone. We still need help. So if you need help, come and see us. If you are able to help, we would accept help.
I was going to say, how would people go about getting in touch with you if they want to help or they want to support you guys?
They can see our website is fmbstrong.org, and we take donations right there. They can come see us at 820 Buttonwood. They can give us a call.
Yep.
We're easy to find.
Yeah, the phone number is 802-239-1962.
Very nice.
Like we said, fmbstrong.org, or they can send an email to Heidi@fmbstrong.org, and we can, you know, see what we can do. If they need help, we'll try and help them the best we can, or if somebody is looking to help us, we greatly appreciate it. We're getting to the time of year where it's getting hotter, and water is a huge need.
Yep. Well, it's like clothing and supplies up north when it gets cold out. You know,
yep,
they need to bundle up. We're a little bit opposite here. We need to hydrate and stay cool. So, Tim, Heidi, it's been a pleasure getting to know you guys. And really, now from the bottom of my heart, thank you for what you guys have done down there and continue to do. It's much needed and appreciated.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for helping get the word out, Jim.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.